You look really cute today, though.
What's you look occasion? Really cute today. No, I literally am just wearing my bike shorts, this tank, and I put this jacket on because it's a little chilly because I didn't feel like brewing coffee, so I just went next door and I got 2 shots of espresso to make my own little iced coffee this morning.
Nice.
But I'm still wearing my jacket because I just walked in the door.
I have never seen you this, like, I just feel like we're never this, like, dressed for a podcast. I was like, oh my God, you put on a jean jacket for this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just felt like I was up super early this morning. I was up at, like, 7:15.
Why were you up so early?
You know I'm a late riser.
Yeah.
But the way that the sun is rising now, like, it shoots directly into my window. Like, the burning
the sky's
ball
awake,
of,
so
like,
you're awake.
So, like, even with my eye mask on, like, it's still so bright in here that I'm just, like, I'm up with the sun nowadays. So, that's okay.
It's
I'm not mad
nice,
about
right?
it.
I love
I
to
do
be
like
up
it.
With the sun.
It's just really hard for me. I, like, have to be a natural riser. Otherwise, like, mm-hmm. I'm so tired during the day. So, it's fine if I'm, like, waking up early as long as my body is naturally waking me up.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me when my alarm goes off at 7 a.m. and I'm, like, no.
Well, I was just, like, shocked when you texted me. And you were like, what time are we podcasting? And
I know.
Like,
I know.
Not even
I, was
awake
like,
yet.
I was like,
I was like,
I'm surprised
this?
You didn't comment. I was up so early today.
Well, I was waiting for this moment. It was like, I was very shocked. I was like, who's this person?
What have you done with Nicole?
Literally. The one day I didn't go to my morning workout class, so, like, I was still asleep.
Well, I figured you were at your workout class. That's why you would just text you when you got back. But
yeah, no, I was sleeping. I'm going tonight.
Well, you had
because
a show last
they
night,
started
so.
Doing. They started doing. They hired a girl that used to work at Core Power Yoga. So she like teaches Core Power classes now, but she does them at nights. So sometimes I like to go to those instead.
Nice.
I love them. Well, anyways, I guess. This is the Two Girls, One Formula podcast. Welcome.
And we're the
here.
Two girls.
Welcome
Thank you
here.
For being
Welcome
here.
To our show. Welcome to our show.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Kate.
And we're so glad you're here.
Yeah, we are.
And my allergies are so bad right now.
This is gonna be the next like 20 episodes. Nicole is just gonna be on the brink of death every time.
Every day I look at the weather app and it's like, allergy risk is high in your area today. And I'm like, no shit. Could have told you that based on how I'm feeling today. Anyway, this is a podcast where we talk about Formula One.
Surprise.
And anything that's related to, anything that we think is related to Formula One.
Anything that we want to talk about under the guise of talking about F1. I wouldn't even say that we would call any of what we just talked about related. It was just what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, we got to catch up. We got to get our vibes right for the pod.
Yeah, we don't live next to each other anymore. Like, I only see you once a month now, basically. We have to chat. This is a designated time during the week that we get to just chat. Not like we can't chat. Not like we don't talk every other moment of the week, but...
No, but I think what's important to note is that you and I have good chemistry, and we have to warm up, okay? We have to get warmed up.
We do. This is like a workout, and like any good workout, you have to warm up first.
Yeah.
Vocal
exercises.
We're
doing stretches, so we're doing our vocal exercises.
And our stretching is talking about
brown
shit.
Cow.
Bra, bra, bra. Bra.
Ma,
ma, ma, ma. She sells seashells by the seashore. That's going to be me this summer. I'm going to be selling seashells by the seashore.
I think you should with your little pockets and your bathing suits, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's why they're making them.
All right, let's
dive
in.
And I've always said that.
You've always said that. Let's dive in because we have a laundry list of items to get through today.
Laundry list.
Yeah, I don't even know if we're going to be able to cover all
these
topics.
I don't think we're going to, but everyone gave us really good things to talk about. So I would like to say thank you to the fans.
But first things first, for once in our lives, something important has happened right before we hit record instead of right after we hit record.
True.
Danny's yes. GQ article just dropped literally an hour ago.
For once.
I think that's why I was like, I woke up in like a really good mood. I didn't know what was happening, but like, I think, you know,
spiritually, you knew.
Spiritually, like, you know, we like to talk, we have manifest minutes, which we will be having one later, but like to talk about, you know, we're very high frequency gals over here. One of my new things is like, I saw a TikTok and she's like, go to bed and tell yourself that you're going to wake up in your highest timeline, like your highest self in the morning. And I've been doing that. And this morning, what do we get? New Danny Rick content. And so I'm living in the highest timeline today.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you to the universe for serving me that content.
Dead. I'm dead.
He looks so hot, though. Like, don't like, even so speak good. To me.
He looked really, really, really good. That one photo of him just like...
I think... Ugh. It's the intense flash. Like, not a lot of people look really good with that, like, direct flash kind of style.
Yeah.
But it makes his eyes look so stunning.
Yes.
He looks so good. I think he is just, like, such a natural in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because he doesn't take himself too seriously. And we really appreciate that. I'm getting a lot of clicking from you.
Sorry, I was writing another note for our thing.
But yeah, so that was the big moment of this morning. But we have a lot of discussion topics. Oh, we're still going down. Okay, so we're still going down the Danny list.
I figured that's what I was clicking.
We're here.
That was the clicks. I was moving up. I was moving the Danny timeline up for us right now.
Okay,
and I figured we'd just discuss Danny.
You're so right. We're here. Let's talk about him. Let's get into it. Another thing that happened this week is that Kristen Bell video of them pulled up.
It was so funny, though.
It was really funny. We did get a peek of you know who. I know, listen, you guys, last week I said I was on Team Heidi. This week, not really sure how I'm feeling about it, but we're taking it day by day. And I think that's called personal growth. And that's all that really matters. But I'm wondering what kind of car was he driving like a pickup truck?
It was
or was
so
he driving
ugly.
Like an Escalade? I don't know. It was too big.
I hated the lights on the top that just said like Casey. Like I hated everything about it. Every moment of it, I hated it more and more. He is so stereotypical of like what I don't want him to be.
But I know. And here's the thing is like Elizabeth Blacksack, who we had on the pod last week, obviously tweeted that she met Danny another time. And she was like, and for this photo, we're all supposed to say cheese, but instead Danny yelled dildo. And I'm like, I know in my heart of hearts, I would hate this man. And it's so hard for me to come to terms with that fact. Like, I want you guys to understand, like, I'm going through a serious, like,
she's going through her battle. Like a reckoning. Like, this is, like, Nicole's reckoning right now.
You guys are, like, watching this in real time where I'm, like, like, no wonder he's dating a 23-year-old because, like, he does not have the mental capacity
to date
a 32-year-old woman because what 32-year-old woman wants to hang out with that? It's so hard for me, you guys. Like, I don't think you understand, like, how traumatizing it is to, you know, they say never meet your heroes. And I am, like, I think I'm, like, having that without ever having met him.
I'm losing my mind. It is very funny. Nicole has been going back and forth. This is, like, an internal struggle that Nicole has been going through for a while. And we're all just here trying to support her along the way.
I think all I can ask from you guys right now is just like some support and some empathy and just like really understand what I'm going through. I'm not asking for much, but just please be patient with me as I try to solve this war inside of me. Because I think I want a Danny.
This is the most dramatic thing that has ever happened. This war inside of me.
Like, I think I want a Danny, but I know I need a Toto. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's like what is going on. So you can see there are two wolves inside. What is that? What is that saying? There's like two wolves inside of you and like what? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, but I'm really enjoying watching you try to piece this together for yourself.
I gotta Google it. Let's see. Oh yeah, it's just a meme though. Inside of you there are two wolves, and it's literally just this meme. And then one says one is gay, the other one is gay. That's the first one that came up, so great.
Oh my god. This podcast has taken such a turn already.
Anyway, you brought it up the ladder. Oh, okay. So follow-up question is, how are we coping with the Heidi presence?
Well, clearly Nicole's not.
Clearly I'm not coping at all. This is like, I feel like I'm in a therapy session right now. Like, I feel like my therapist is like, and how are you feeling this week? Like I said earlier, I'm feeling not great this week about it. So I, again, patience with me as I learn to come to this acceptance phase of my five stages of grief. Because I think I'll also reach the acceptance phase when I figure out how I actually feel about Daniel. So stay tuned. We'll follow up next week. But until then,
we need a real therapist on this podcast to trauma counsel Nicole.
We need to get someone to do like hypnotherapy on me and like just regress me to a past life. Maybe Danny and I were soulmates back in a different timeline.
Oh my God. All right, we're going to move on from this. This is too much for this early in the morning. Checo's a dad again.
I know, mazel to
Checo. For the third time. Emilio, I believe, is the baby's name. So cute. And the big drama here was that Checo posted himself working out before he posted that he was a dad.
I know. I was looking at his Instagram like yesterday, and I was like, did he even post at all about this new child on his Instagram?
You think he reposted Carola's story?
Yeah, I think that was it. Like,
and then he posted a video of him working. Like, it's so funny to me. It feels like really big Max energy. Like, it feels like that's what Max would do.
Which, someone was in our DMs and said that Max does not follow Checo on Instagram, which is kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
I think we'll have to put together a whole spreadsheet of who's following who.
Yeah, we definitely do. Someone asked us to do that.
And then figure out what do we think the beef is with everyone who's not following someone else.
Yeah, too bad you have a job now. That would have been really good unemployment. That would have been like prime time unemployment Nicole material.
Oh, damn, I'm getting money again. That sucks.
No time for conspiracies.
I can't believe Carola, which is her name literally, it's Carola. Are we saying that correctly?
I believe so.
Okay.
I mean, we're definitely not pronouncing it right. We're white Americans.
But I'm like, she's like 25 and has three kids already, which is crazy
to me.
And
she's rich as fuck.
Then I circled back and I said, well, if I had a super rich husband as well and I didn't have to work, I guess maybe I could pump out a few kids for him at a young age.
Yeah, I would think.
We're bad feminists on this podcast, in case you guys are wondering.
We could go back and
forth. Or are we good feminists because we let women do whatever they want?
Well, because we said that Checo posted a workout video instead of announcing the birth of his third child. I just really do think that that's big Max energy. I just really feel like if Kelly was to have Max's child, he would not post about it. He would post something else stupid. However, I would love to discuss, like, just once again, the Max Verstappen workout videos. Like, imagine instead of both posting about the birth of his first child, Max posts a video of him doing like kettlebell thrust with like a 2-pound kettlebell like he does. He posts the lamest workout videos that I have ever seen.
Like, in comparison to Pierre's workout video that he just put out. Like, Max, step it up, buddy.
Like, Charles's girlfriend Charlotte posts more intense workout videos than Max does.
Yes.
And that is saying something.
Like, is
like
it,
she's do like think- doing burpees in the ocean. She's like on a beach doing burpees and stuff, and Max is doing like 2 pound clean and presses. Like
Max's videos are kind of like, you know, when you're in a workout class and they're like, okay, if this movement is too hard for you, like you can try this one instead. Like that's Max. Max is like the low impact workout option.
I'm dying. It's just so funny. Just I'm like, dude, you're the world champion. And like, these are the workout videos. Not even like this is the workout you do, because if that works for you, great. But like, these are the videos you're posting and you see all of your peers. But however, maybe he doesn't follow them. And so he's not seeing the competition.
Exactly. But he's also not seeing is, maybe what is it a little doing. Mind manipulation tactic where he just posts these videos and everyone's like, Max doesn't really work out. And he's like, psych, I'm just not telling you what I actually do.
Maybe. Very possible. Yeah, like this, these, I'm like, he's literally holding like a 2 pound kettlebell over his head doing like sit-ups.
It cracks me up.
Dude, I do more than that in my workout classes. And let me tell you, I am not fit. I am not a fit girl, but I'm doing more than this. And you should be embarrassed about that, to be honest, because that's embarrassing.
You know what? At least we're getting workout videos from him. I feel like we don't get workout videos from everyone. So like,
we don't really get a lot of personal stuff from Max. So I feel like this is, if this is what we're getting, we should be.
Beggars can't blessed. Be choosers, Kate.
Very true. Very true.
And we like Max hates us enough.
True.
He hates his fans enough. So it's like,
and he we hates just us personally enough for putting his name and likeness on the internet. Cease and desists all day.
Anyway, Max, one day we'll get to the bottom of this. One day we will have lawyers that we can fight back with.
One day we will be a real business. Mark my words.
Today's not that day, though.
Far in the future. It's gonna be like 60 years from now, we're gonna be like, finally we're fighting back. He's gonna be like, what? I don't even race anymore. Okay. So there was like some people in our DMs in the question box saying that we needed to discuss the Lando and Luisa drama. And I would like to say, guys, there is no drama.
No drama.
Like it's here's another thing that I would love to just tell people on the internet right now. Stop DMing people's girlfriends. Like, stop, like, seeing photos and being like, you know who should know about this? This person's girlfriend. They've seen them. I guarantee.
Guarantee
they also actually speak to that person. So I guarantee that they have a little more context, a little more background info about what's going on. Like, people seeing that Lando was, like, partying in Miami and then started following the girls he was partying with and then left a hotel room – or a hotel the next day in the same outfit and being like, he cheated on Luisa. I'm DMing this to her. Why? First of all, why is that your job? Second of all, have you never been to Miami or to like a place where you're like partying all night? Like, yeah, I'm sure you didn't bring a change of clothes.
Yeah, I just think
people get too involved.
We're not personally involved in people's relationships.
No.
Nor should we should want not to act be. Like it. And we should not act like it. Like am I interested like in a little bit of the gossip? 100%.
Sure. But I'm not going to invent the gossip. And I surely will not be bringing we invent the gossip a
little
to
bit. We
Luisa.
Invent a little bit of gossip.
We do.
On this.
But we aren't going to like invent that and then bring it to the people in question.
Right.
We're exactly. harmlessly gossiping on this podcast.
Also, I'm not. Like, let's be clear. If we were the people who Lando was partying with, and then we would be psyched that he followed us. Like, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Is it wrong for people to be friends on the internet these days? Literally. I guess we can't really trust men, but.
But like, I just think people still being like, there's drama between them. And I'm like, they're literally together in Monaco right now, like hanging out. They're hanging out with Max and Kelly. Like, I think they're fine.
Yeah.
So that's the discussion. We think they're fine.
I think they're great.
I think they're great. You guys know that I
also, what if maybe they have an open relationship? Maybe we don't know that. Maybe he's allowed to sleep with, they're both allowed to sleep with other people because they're both hot. Who knows?
Lando does not feel like the type. Lando, I didn't even think was going to get a girlfriend.
So true.
The type to cheat? I don't think so.
Well, also, like, I just, well, here's the thing, is I don't think he's a closer. So, like, I just think that it would be tough because I don't know if he would understand that women would want to sleep with him unless they explicitly said, do you want to have sex with me? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then I feel like he'd be like, That's why he and Louisa had to meet online. They met on Instagram first.
Hey, you know what? It's listen, the real world is not any better, so...
No, I'm just saying that he could, like, he didn't have to take in-person cues from her right away when they met. Like, they could, like, it was a slow roll into a relationship. So I feel like that's how he vibes, and I don't think that he would meet someone at a party with Pierre and Carlos, also in the public eye, and do that. So,
yeah.
That is my opinion.
And that's my opinion.
And I think it's time to move on.
I'm ready.
To a manifest minute for my man,
minute
Charles Leclerc, because we all know there's a curse that Charles has been under.
What did he do? I want to know what he did.
What did he do? It was everything with Gianna. It was everything with Gianna and Charlotte. He hasn't.
She cursed him. I know she did. And honestly,
Gianna's. Oh my God, Gianna's a witchy bitch. Gianna's a witch. We have to get her on the podcast. Did you curse Charles? Do you have a voodoo doll? I need to know.
We need the answers stat.
Oh my God. If anyone knows Gianna, can you get her on a podcast for us?
Can, like, you confirm that she is a witch?
Is she a witchy bitch? We need to know. So anyways, guarantee. So once Gianna cursed Charles, he has never finished a race in Monaco. And to make it worse, during the, what is it, Monaco Historique or like Classic or whatever, this past weekend, a bunch of people were driving these like old historic, like priceless cars. And Charles had the honor of driving Niki Lauda's Ferrari. And so he was driving it and fucking crashed it.
Okay. To, like, be fair, the brakes did fail.
No, it was not on him, but like the car crashed at Monaco, Niki Lauda's Ferrari. Like, this man could not have worse luck in Monaco. And like, Gianna's spell was so hardcore. Like, you're not hardcore unless you live hardcore. And the legend of the Monaco curse is way hardcore.
Way hardcore.
And if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, I'm sorry.
Like, it's canon now that Gianna put a curse on
100%.
Charles. Like, that's, we are accepting no, like, other information on this. Case closed.
I know that that's what happened.
I know that to be true.
Yeah.
I know that to be true.
New fan fiction prompt. Please write the occurrence of the curse. I would love to have people write us a little one-shot about Gianna cursing Charles and Charles's mission to uncurse himself and what he has to do to get have this that
is happen. This is like a fantasy novel in the works.
Yes, this is a fantasy novel, and I would love to hear you guys' interpretations. Once again, we will be putting this in the link in our bio because I feel like you guys can really deliver on this. So I'm excited to hear what you can do. So anyways... Charles has really bad luck. Obviously, Monaco is coming up in 2 weeks. It's my birthday weekend, and I, for my birthday wish, would love Charles to finish the race. He doesn't even have to win. I would just like him to finish. and break the curse. So Nicole will be leading us through a manifesting manifest minute today on behalf of Mr. LeClaire. So Nicole, okay, please take it away.
All right. Close your eyes. Deep breath in. Hold it. Deep breath out. Imagine the future. Imagine the vision that you want to see come true. Charles crossing the finish line, waving the checkered flag. He sees it. Okay. He has completed all 57. I don't know how many laps are in the Monaco Grand Prix. He's completed all of the laps in the Monaco Grand Prix, and he is triumphant. He has broken the curse. He's waving. He's smiling. He's happy. We are feeling those emotions for him. Okay. We're crying tears of joy. We're laughing. You know, we're high-fiving. We're hugging the people around us because he has succeeded in his mission of not crashing in the Monaco Grand Prix. Okay, now take another deep breath in, deep breath out, and open your eyes. Welcome back. Charles is no longer cursed. We will see this to be true in 2 weeks.
Take that, Giada. Giada is on the other end, like, listening to this podcast, stabbing extra needles into her baby doll of Charles.
Honestly, if anyone can relate, it's me. Like, oh, I get it, girl. I get it. Absolutely. I also put curses on people, so it's fine.
Sips coffee.
And what about it? Don't mess with me. Okay. We literally started this whole thing because I wanted to spite someone. So
true. Spite someone or smite someone? Both.
Both.
I will also take this moment that we're talking about Charles and the weekend to be the bigger person and say I really liked Charlotte's outfit. I thought she looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was wearing those little jean shorts with a with like a short sleeve button down open with a tank top underneath and these really cute sneakers. And I just like thought she looked really good. And then they had that cute picture of him kissing her on the forehead. Mm-hmm. It hurt. It hurt me, but it was really cute.
Way to be the bigger person.
Now moving on.
And that's all we're going to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that. I want to move on to Pierre.
Okay, we have a laundry list of things to talk about.
Laundry list. The first thing I would like to say, and this is the last thing on the list for Pierre, but I want to talk about first, is someone put in our question box, and I have not confirmed nor denied this, and I need to, because allegedly Pierre's best friend named his dog Yuki. And I need to know if that's true. Because I've never been more obsessed with any fact. I want to name my dog Yuki. I'm buying a dog so I can name it Yuki. That's such a good idea.
I think that would be so cute. Do we know what kind of dog it is?
No, I have no idea. Someone just said Pierre's best friend naming his dog Yuki. And I did not follow up on that. I should have, but I'm obsessed with it.
News just dropped that F1 won't replace the Russian Grand Prix and said the season will run 22 races. In case you're wondering.
Breaking news.
Breaking news here on the podcast. By the time you listen to it, we will already have known.
But this is us reacting to breaking news.
The most hard-hitting news. Well, I came on Instagram to find Pierre's best friend and confirm whether or not he named that dog Kiki. But I don't even know who we're talking about. So
I have literally not a clue.
So if you know, shoot us a DM. Let us know.
Yeah. I'm just obsessed with it. Someone wanted to talk about, like, obviously all the thirst traps Pierre's been giving. He's in his hot girl slut era. He's single now. It's summer. It's hot boy summer. And but
you know what I appreciate? Is that Pierre only owns one bathing suit. He only owns those orange slim trunks, and that's it. Because
he knows it works. When it works, like, it works.
It really just brings. It really captures the attention. Brings the
if
eyes.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I don't want Pierre to buy another bathing suit. Maybe he has like 10 of the same pair because he just loves them.
Honestly, I can respect that.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
In that workout video, when like the Tulum one where his friends are like sitting in the thing and he's like pulling down and like lifting them, I was like, God, so hot. Can you imagine like being his girlfriend and just being like sipping your little fruity drink, watching your man fucking like
manhandle people?
It's way too early in the morning for that.
Also, speaking of those photos, someone goes, can we talk about PR trying to bring back the Harry Styles 2014 hat?
I'm like, screaming. Yes.
I do feel like PR is in his Harry era of like end of One Direction, right after One Direction. You know, like Harry was like really coming into his own at that moment and was like really starting to experiment with like fashion and like hats and doing all this crazy stuff. And I feel like that's where Pierre is right now. And I'm loving it.
Pierre is branching out. I feel like he is trying to understand more of his personal style these days,
mm-hmm.
which I can really appreciate. But yeah, that hat and that like tank top situation thing. Like I just, Pierre baby, maybe not. Maybe we don't. Maybe we don't do that hat.
Can't get behind. Orange bathing suit, yes. Hat with the tank top, no.
But also, I'm obsessed with the fact that these surfing photos that he posted, I know he ran them through Dazcam. I know he's a Dazcam hoe to make these photos look like film. And if listen, Pierre, I get it. Me too. And real recognizes real. Okay?
Real recognizes real. That's why he recognizes us at the track exactly. all the time. We're real. You he's know, real.
He's just been stalking my personal Instagram as well mm-hmm. and being like, really vibing with that style. Wonder how she does it. That's him, Pierre. I got you. But him with
really
this...
vibing with that style. liking your style, girl.
But him with this dog, like, he could post an entire carousel of him not wearing a shirt, but, like,
he
this
could
one
literally
with the
post
dog,
his nudes, and I'd rather look at the photo of him
I'd
with the dog.
Rather look at this photo of him with the dog. Well, that's, like, people said, where, like, there was that photo of Max with his niece, or his nephew, his mm-hmm. sister's baby, and, like, Penelope, and I was just, like, I can get behind Max with kids. More photos of Max with kids, please. I'm into it.
Yes.
That's a thirst trap for me, personally.
For me, for my ovaries.
Do we think Max would be a good dad back on this topic?
I just feel like with his trauma, maybe not. Or is he the kind that's like, I don't want to be like that.
So true.
So I'm going to do the opposite of. And that those are the hottest ones. The hottest guys in books like that are the ones that have daddy
issues.
They're breaking generational trauma.
We're
not doing that. Like, I don't want to be a dad because my dad was horrible. And then they have kids and they're like the best dad.
Yeah. So. Or it's like a surprise pregnancy and they're like, well, now I got to be a dad and they got to figure out what kind of dad they're going to be. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, yes, I think he would be a good one.
That's fair.
Except for the fact that he still like kind of idolizes his dad, so I'm like, are you there yet? Like, are you there to like He's, not want to be like him yet? No. Or
no, I don't think so.
So he has potential, if only he steps away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, okay, sorry, we went a little off topic, but I would love to go back to this bullet point on Pierre going blonde again. Do we think he dyed his hair or do we think it just gets really blonde in the sun?
I feel like that. I feel like it is like summer.
I think he just gets like a summer blonde because like that's kind of how I feel like Pierre and I kind of have the same color hair. And I know in the summer, mine gets
real
like...
recognizes real once again, Nicole is.
I think maybe Pierre and I are twin flames. am I a Pierre girl
Danny?
Now?
Nicole, this is what's going to take Nicole over the edge on Danny. Pierre is going to get Nicole through her internal turmoil about
my Daniel two Ricciardo. Wolves. My two wolves.
One's Pierre. One's Pierre and one's Danny. They're both gay.
No, because, you know, Pierre likes girls.
He loves girls only.
He loves girls only, okay?
I love girls. I am attracted to girls.
Where's the red flags audio? We need the soundboard.
Oh, my God.
Okay, anyway. So Pierre's blonde hair is definitely coming back. I feel it. I know it in my heart.
Yeah,
it's coming. We'll see it. Don't Summer worry, break. Guys. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry, guys. It's coming.
We know this to be true. We're actually really close personal friends with Pierre, and he told us that he's
in case you guys actually didn't know, Pierre is our number one fan, and he's gonna tell us, so just stay tuned.
Oh my God,
because we will also be personally invited to the paddock, yeah, garage, obviously, with Pierre soon, so
yeah, so don't even worry about it.
Don't sweat it, we'll get the answers.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
Okay, what is this rumor that Lewis is dating Selena? Who started this rumor? Where did this come from? It's who's literally making up rumors?
It's what happens every time anyone is getting is photoed together.
Photographed?
Pictured together. Lewis went to the SNL after party that Selena was the host. Mm-hmm. And so now everyone's like, they're dating. But I was like, also 100 other people were there. So I don't really know why you're saying that.
Which, also, fun fact, our friend Jamie, who is TG1F fan and is graciously hosting us for the Barcelona Grand Prix watch party at his bar, texted me with a screenshot of that photo, and he's like, fun fact, my sister, like, hosted this event, so she can actually probably tell us what they were talking about. And I was like, please find out immediately.
Oh my God.
For the sake of me knowing.
Literally.
But I guess it was at this restaurant, this French restaurant.
Cute.
At Saks.
But I also I don't think that this rumor is true, because apparently that there are rumors that Selena is dating Jack Harlow. Sorry, Kaylee.
Oh, okay. Apparently, I like that.
Apparently, like Dumas that. Has been posting about that. So
I like that rumor way more than the her and
Lewis. I just hate her and Lewis. Honestly, you know I'm not a Selena fan, so like I would not like that. Together, I don't think they would vibe at all.
I just don't think that they would vibe. Like, I Selena Gomez is really growing on me. I do not like her cooking show. I think it's kind of annoying that she gets a cooking show because she doesn't even know how to cook. But it's fine. It's neither here nor there. But I do really love her personally. So, but I just don't think her and Lewis would like. No. That's not the right pairing.
I think they're both too emotional.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I also think they're just, like, in really different eras of their life. And I yeah. just, like, don't think that they would be, like, a good match.
I don't think so either. So we're...
But Selena and
we're
Jack
saying
Harlow,
no to this
I'm
rumor.
Into it. We're saying yes. We're saying yes to the Jack Harlow and Selena.
Yes rumor. To Jack Harlow, no to Selena and Lewis.
Yeah. But, okay, do we think... Does Lewis live in that place that he's been posting photos?
The dorm? The college dorm room that he posted?
Yeah. Yeah. Do we think he lives there or is it a hotel room?
I think so. Like, I think that is I know he has an apartment in New York. Like, he's there all
the
time.
Well, I thought he sold, because he used to live in Tribeca, but he used to have, like, a penthouse in Tribeca, but I thought he sold, I saw a magazine article that said he sold it. So I don't know. And that view is not Tribeca.
But I bet he
that he was posting
else.
From
or maybe he's like renting something for now and he's like looking for a new place. I don't know,
but it's not fit for a 7-time world championship
not fit for a
night
king.
Okay. So Carly just sent me this tweet from Liam, and it's like, in case anyone's been wondering what I've been up to recently, thanks for inviting me to perform at your birthday. And then tagged this person, Christian Angermeyer, and this guy was like, who is this fucking guy? And he just, like, in his bio, he says, creating companies, movies, and good memories, hashtag crypto, hashtag psychedelics, hashtag longevity. What is Liam's deal with the psychedelics? What MLM is this man in that he's now obsessed with psychedelics? I, like, what's going on with him?
don't know. I'm so concerned.
It's like, Liam, what are you doing?
I hate this for him, and I am ignoring it.
Liam's going off the rails.
I mean, it's been a long time coming. He's gone off the rails several times and is just barely on the rails.
He's no Niall, which apparently someone else was in their DMs and saying, I think they said Charles and...
Yes, Charles and Lando both follow Niall. I think he followed them back. But also, at Miami... Lando, Niall was tweeting, he's like, oh man, the Miami Grand Prix looks so great as a fan, like I wish I was there. And someone was like, why aren't you? And he was like, I have no excuse. So we confirmed this, guys.
We know now Niall's a fan, Louis's a fan. Harold has mentioned Formula One in his Better Homes and Garden issue interview, so we know he's a fan. I have to think that Liam is at least maybe knowledgeable about it because, okay, correct. This is actually wrong.
Liam does say, no idea.
No, well, he says in what's his stupid song? Six gear Ferraris drinks on me or some shit like that. What does he say? He does.
I don't know. I have ignored everything that Liam's done. Purposefully.
It's really hard to be was hard for us to be a Liam girl, you know. Now we're like so embarrassed by him.
I have never been more embarrassed in my life. He is just, I'm ignoring everything that he's done lately, and I'm just picturing him as what he used to be, and that is where I live
in my delusion. my dream scenario: One Direction reunion at an F1 event.
Stop it. They're singing on the for the podium ceremony.
Next year, Miami. It's out of the Chainsmokers. At the beach it's One club. Direction.
At the fan fest.
If anyone can do it. If anyone can do it, the Miami Grand Prix can.
If anyone can draw a crowd to the fan fest in Wynwood, it's One Direction.
Here's what we'll do. We just start spreading a rumor. Yes. Guys. We heard that One Direction is having a reunion at the fan fest.
You know
who
we have to get on board is the Twitter account. Like, is there a One Direction reunion today? And every day she tweets, and it's not looking good for a One Direction reunion today, maybe tomorrow.
But then she says, I heard rumors.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we need her on our side. All right. This podcast is chaos today.
All right, let's cover one or two more things.
I know.
And then we'll wrap it up.
You know who I want to bring back into the fold on this podcast is Kimmy. Kimmy Räikkönen. Dad, Kimmy. Like, I am so obsessed with him. Like, and if anything, my obsession has grown since he retired. Yeah. Like, he's looking
distance
amazing.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder, as they say.
It does. You know, he is looking amazing. He looks happy. Mintu is dressing him to the nines. and then it was their daughter Rihanna's birthday, and they threw her a Frozen birthday. And I just am like, that little girl is Elsa.
She is. She's a little ice queen.
I just am so obsessed with that family. I don't think I'll ever get over it.
I am still loving, though, their
the cell phone Samsung. Ads.
Yeah, their Samsung cell phone ads, Kimmy.
It's literally like a hostage video.
Literally.
It's a hostage video. They're like looking at the camera and say these words, and we won't kill your entire family. It's so bad. God, I miss
screaming.
Him so much. He's coming back for the charity soccer game. He'll be on the F1 driver's side, so cannot wait.
I know. Do we think that's going to be televised, or do we think how do we pay to see this? It's charity. Can I pay someone to watch this?
I would hope.
Otherwise, I know it's a write-off. It is.
Writing it off. where was that in the Discord? Because I want to see, is Giovinazzi playing? Because obviously I'm obsessed if he's there and Kimmy brings his kids because I love seeing
Joe Rossi with Kimmy's kids. No.
No? Darn.
It's Alonso, Vettel, Massa.
But on the other side, because I think because Danny Kvyat and Nico Rosberg are on the other side because they're like currently not F1 drivers, but they're doing other things.
Yeah, but like Kubica is on here and like a bunch of other people who are not necessarily like current drivers. Sorry, I got distracted by this Prince Albert name on here because it just made me think of Lewis.
Oh my god, you know what I just thought of? We didn't even talk about it during the when we were talking about the Chris and Belle video of Danny. Is that she has him in her phone?
Oh, is his name spelled wrong?
As Danny Ricciardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O. Like, imagine, I know. Imagine wearing his shirt that says Ricciardo spelled correctly, and in your phone it's Ricciardo like that. The privilege. The
she doesn't honor. Deserve it. She doesn't deserve it. And I'm mad about it.
Like, imagine having someone live under the same roof as you, living in your home with you, and spelling his name wrong.
The nerve. We haven't brought that joke up in a while.
The audacity. That's why they were next to each other. They were, like, both leaving the house at the same time. And they're like, we'll drag race a little.
We also didn't talk about the Danny TMZ interview situation, which was chaotic.
So awkward. That was like
running away.
The worst interviewer also. Like, that was not a normal TMZ person.
No.
I feel like that was a normal person that was there filming and then sent it to TMZ.
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel these days, TMZ is.
Yeah, always.
Someone also requested for us to talk about the jet ski ad.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so cringe, to be honest. I mean, it's great to see watch Danny like on a jet ski, but well, also like
on a jet ski.
But like watching it, he's like surveying the jet ski like it's a work of art, and you can tell by the look. I just want to know how many takes it took for them to get that one shot of him acting serious of looking at this jet ski, because you can see him about to break. You can see him in his eyes. He's like contemplating his life choices, and he's like, what the fuck am I doing this for? You can see it in his eyes. And I'm watching it and I get it, because I'm like, okay, how much money did they pay you for
also,
this?
Also, it was giving such like cheesy James Bond. Him like just on his jet ski, just ripping around Miami.
Hey, good for you, buddy.
Like, he looked great. He looked really good.
He looked good. The premise, I was not vibing with it.
So funny.
I'm trying to think. What's one last topic for us to discuss?
There's literally so many left.
Okay, let's end on this bang. If the drivers were stuck on a deserted island, who would last the longest?
And I think they clarified that it's like if Charles is on an island by himself versus if Danny was on an island by himself, like who would last the longest, like on their own, not like a
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies situation.
I mean, I think we can look at both.
We could do both if we wanted to. Lord of the Flies situation.
Lord of the Flies, who's immediately Piggy? Taking control? Okay, sad.
Sorry. We went opposites there.
That book literally traumatized me. Like, you have no idea. Like, I literally cried for like a week at the fact that they just like killed Piggy.
I know.
Like, I think that ruined my. That
I was also like, I'm the fat friend. So, like, am I getting killed? My friends are gonna kill me. If I was on an island with my friends, like, they would eat me. That's what I got out of the book. I was like, I gotta lose some weight. I can't be
like, I.
It was so bad. Traumatic. A traumatic read.
A traumatic experience. Okay. We'll go. Sure. Who's gonna be Piggy? Who's gonna be immediately killed first? Latifi.
I would think so, yeah.
Who's taking control of the situation?
Lewis.
Seb. Seb or Lewis,
and Seb
I think
together.
I think they're really just like clear eyes.
Full heart can't lose.
They're like, listen, team, they're going to start delegating tasks. Danny's going to be dicking around with the wreckage material. Yeah. He's going to be, he's gone. Don't expect him to do anything.
Nothing. George Lando's is going to be like, listen to Lewis, everyone. Everyone, listen up. Lewis is talking.
Yuki's going to be like, we're going to starve. He's like, well, there's going to be no food. We're going to starve.
Yeah. Yuki's the one that kills Latifi for the food.
And after 3 minutes, he's like, we're going to starve.
We have to kill Nikki. Charles is like, everyone calm down. Do not panic. Everyone calm down. It's going to be okay. He's just like, I feel like he would be very like serious and like trying to get everyone to just like relax.
I feel like Carlos would be a good like hunter gatherer because he's like a good cook. So I feel like he would know. He would be like, all right, I'm going to go get ingredients.
Either that or cook. That would be Lewis. Lewis would be like, I'll go hunt down a boar and I'm going to kill it with my bare hands. I think Carlando would just be off kind of like being like, well, if we're going to die, we might as well have fun first. And like they would just like be having a good time. They would be writing the help on the sand, but they wouldn't write it backwards. Or they wouldn't. They would write it backwards because they think that that's what they have to do.
I'm trying to think. Lance would be like, I'm calling my dad. He would try to get his cell phone. He'd be like, dad will save us.
Yes.
He's a prima donna.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't live like this.
He'd be like in the wreckage trying to find like the first class section of like the plane wreckage to just live in that.
Like Lewis would be so good on a deserted island because like think about how often he hikes up the mountains.
Exactly.
Right?
Like he's
a man of nature. He's one with the world. Like he's got it under control.
You know who else would absolutely crush it is Valtteri Bottas.
Yeah.
That man lives in Finland. He ice fishes. Like, he knows what to do.
He's fine. He's Bear Grylls.
Yes.
No problems.
100%.
They're surviving.
Yeah.
I think this is also a pretty good indicator in the other way, too, if they were alone. Like, who, based on,
Bottas
like, their skills,
he
like,
thrives
who's
alone.
Thriving. Yeah.
Lewis, Bottas, Seb. I honestly feel like Danny would be kind of good because I just feel like he grew up in.
Yeah.
The outback.
Yeah.
The bush.
I also don't think that he's stressed a lot. So I think his like low cortisol levels would just like allow him to be like, okay, I'm not going to freak out about this.
I feel like he'd just
I'm going to laugh about
this
it.
This is cool. This is fun.
Lando would not be able to survive.
Not for a minute.
No.
Alone, especially, he would probably just give up.
No. Like... Yuki would, I think Yuki would just be like, I'll kill myself. I'm not doing this. He doesn't like to work out and he's not going to have any food. Like, no fucking way. Yuki's out.
Yuki's out. Max would be out. I don't think he would care enough to like survive. He'd just be like, no.
I think Checo would be like middle of the road.
Yeah. He would last long enough.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't
might get
go
rescued.
Out of his way.
No.
The Mexican billionaire that sponsors him would be like out looking for him. He'd just be like, he's gonna find me.
No worries whatsoever.
I'll just post some workout videos instead of my kids.
Alex Albon doesn't strike me as someone who might survive very long.
No. What skills I feel like he would think that he would last longer than he would.
I think Alonso could probably last pretty long just because I think he's a little bit older. And wiser.
Yeah.
And probably has some valuable skills to bring to the table.
I don't know about Charles. However, we did see him ice climb a mountain. So he might have some skills, but I don't think he would survive that long. Like, I don't think he has the practical skills of, like, hunter-gathering. He's too pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
You know, he's never had to worry about being the piggy. And
he's never
that
had
shows,
to worry about it.
And you can tell.
You can tell. Are we missing anyone?
Pierre.
Oh, Pierre.
I don't know. I feel like Checo, like middle of the road, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, he's strong and he's fit and he, like, would survive for that, but I don't know if he has, like, the practical skills either.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we see a lot of Pierre in the ocean. Maybe he tried to swim. He tried to swim away. He'd be like, well, I'm just going to chance it out there. I can't be stuck on this island with all of these guys. No, that's gay.
I like girls. I like the girls. I find I'm attracted to girls. No, if it was like the group of them, it would be Charles and Pierre just like talking French to each other, just like off on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out what to do on their own. Like they would, yeah. I feel like they would be some that would like try to just like, we're going to just, we'll get out of
Ocon here. Ocon too. I feel like it would divulge into them splitting up into different camps.
Native and they speakers. Would like, I feel like, yeah, like they people that speak the same language would just like,
they'd be like, we cannot possibly all work together.
No.
We have to, we're on separate ends of the island. We're warring camps
Lewis
now.
Lewis would be the unpopular leader where like, he knows that he should be the leader and he's really smart, but no one really wants to have him be the leader. And so he finds himself kind of like on an island because people like don't want to listen to his
literally and metaphorically.
Yeah. Yes. But Seb would stick with him.
Yeah.
And George would as a suck up.
Okay. Who would be the other leader then? Max?
Yes. 100%. Just because he doesn't, he would be try to get everyone to do what he.
Yeah, he doesn't want to follow. He doesn't want to be under Lewis's guidance. But I don't think a lot of people would go with Max.
I think there would be a Lewis camp, a Max camp, and then there would be a camp of, like, Danny, Lando, Carlos, and people that just were like, fuck it, we don't need a leader. Like, we just want to, like, vibe over here. Like, we're just going to figure it out. Like, there would be, like, a bullshit camp, and then there would be, like, two, like, rival camps.
I think with all 20 of them on island, they would last maybe 3 days because I think that they would literally just kill each other. Like, I don't know how well they could work together at all.
No. Agreed.
Like I would love for them to do, like, a grill the grid, but they do, like, a team building challenge with all of them. I want to see them go to an escape room. Put all the drivers in an escape room and let's see how they do. Film that. That's what I want to see.
No, I want to see Disney Channel
games.
Disney Channel games with the drivers.
Bring it back. I think summer break. Keep their minds sharp. Let's keep get them in. Sharp. Let's get them in the Olympics. Let's get
them
in.
Doing Wipeout. American Ninja Warrior.
Stop.
Do you think Lewis would, like, how good do you think Lewis would do at American Ninja Warrior? Like, I feel like he would get all the way through.
I think he would do really well. He's just like a peak athlete, you know?
Yeah.
High performance athlete. Out of everyone, like, I trust Lewis to be the most fit. Like, I don't know why. Is it just because he posts the most videos of him, like, training? I don't know why I have this belief.
But I think it's just because, like, it's the mindset that he has. Like, he has the high performance athlete mindset where, like, because Carlos is so fit. Like, he is always working out and, like, has an incredible physique.
Well, also, did we see Danny's six-pack in that photo he posted the other day? So,
however, I don't think anyone else has the mindset that Lewis has. Like, he's there. He's vegan. He's doing every possible thing to be a high-performance athlete. So I trust him to be the most fit, like, well-roundedly fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, he would crush it.
I just really think would love to see him with Bear Grylls on, like, what is it, Man versus Nature
Man
or whatever?
Man versus Wild.
Man versus Wild.
Man v. Wild, yeah.
Man v. Wild. I also think he would be really good on, what is that show where they're just, like, naked in the woods, naked and afraid?
Naked and afraid.
And they have to just live in the woods for, like, a month naked.
Okay,
that would also be his winter break training. Like, he would be like, I'm doing this to train for F1.
That Valtteri's like, that's me when that's me at home. Like, that's me all the time. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, get on my level.
Valtteri's like, oh, you're naked and afraid.
But you're gonna,
okay,
yeah, like,
pussy.
Cool. He's like, yeah, I do that all the time and I don't even get paid for it. He's literally from the we're in the middle. You guys are getting paid?
30,000? That's so funny.
Oh, man.
That was fun.
All right. This has been a wildly off the rails podcast episode.
You know, a couple weeks ago, we said our vibes were not that chaotic. The chaotic vibes are back.
They're back.
Full swing. And honestly, I'm not mad about it, though.
No. Yeah, well, thank you guys for listening. We're going to have a really fun episode next week, I think. Mm-hmm. Excited for you guys to hear that one. Have some fun guests that are most likely going to be on. So can't wait for that. As always, leave a little review on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a rating, 5 stars.
We are trying to get our numbers up. So please, please, please take 30 seconds. Give us a little review.
It really does help with getting more people to know about this podcast.
Even if you listen to this on Spotify, but you also have an Apple device, just go review it for us.
Yeah. It would mean
thank you.
The world. We are really trying to amp up our numbers because it just helps with like visibility. And if you ever want your girls to get some real sponsors that aren't themselves, would help. Yeah, I don't know. It just means a lot when we see reviews come through. So if you would be so kind, we would really appreciate that.
I'm on my metaphorical knees begging you to do so. So thank you.
I'm on my metaphorical knees. We gotta go. It's time to get out of here. So thank you guys for listening. If this was your first time, I hope you had fun. If this was not your first time.
30th time.
Thanks for, 30. That's crazy. Thanks for coming back. Thank you for giving us another chance. It's the Barcelona Spanish Grand Prix this weekend. Nicole will be at Bolton and Watt in the Lower East Side in New York City watching. So if you're around, go to the link in our Instagram bio and RSVP. Should be really fun. And in the meantime,
see you on the internet.
See you on the internet.
Bye.